Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I guess I'm trying to get over myself somehow. Yesterday, I left my church key in church. I was hoping for some kind of miracle that I'll be able to gain access to church. So I came as usual, you know, but lo and behold, God did not answer that prayer. He said, you should have been more careful and not, no. You should have been more careful and not leave your key in church. So we had a revival in the parking lot. And then after the revival, we had to do the physical work of going to look for the key to open the church. So I'm happy we're in church. Praise the Lord. At least I didn't lose it. Some people lose the key and they can't find it. What's that? No name was mentioned. But it was your key we used this morning. So that couldn't have been you. I'm talking in the past. You've lost keys in the past. You are the one putting yourself on the spot now. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. This morning, I want to appreciate some people. While I was in Nigeria, a few of the young adults gathered themselves together, and they went and they organized the warehouse, the upper level. Okay, let me tell you the honest truth. If you spend 5 minutes upstairs in the warehouse, you will clap better than you have clapped for them. But that's okay. Heaven recognizes them, you know. And then on Friday, I believe Friday it was, some other young men came together and organized the downstairs too. Let's put our hands together for them. Listen to this. Why am I saying this? Well, I want to appreciate them. That's number one. Number two, the reason I'm saying this is in the warehouse now, aisles have been created so that you can have a way to walk around, you know, and get things on this side, get things on that side. The chairs that were stacked in the back that were just dumped there have been arranged in order. The aisles is not storage. It's an aisle. Place where you, because it's only workers, I believe, will go back there to put anything back there or do anything back there. Amen. When you go back there, please, I beseech you by the mercies of God, don't go and dump stuff back there. Make sure you have a clearly defined place you want to put your stuff and put it there nicely. Amen. The place is in order. When we finish service, you can go take a look and see what I'm talking about. It's in order. They did a fantastic job. On Friday, it took a good 4 hours to do that. Oh, yes. A good 4 hours to organize and arrange all of that. You know, and that means that food distribution, when we are done, please let us clean up. And they did a fabulous job, both upstairs and downstairs. Amen? Amen? And also, a praise report. We were planning to start a special needs class for children, you know, because, you know, we have some children that are more active than others. Let me just put it like that. You know, special needs class we wanted to start. So I approached Sister Titi. I said, well, you have 4 rooms now. Let's have one of the rooms for special needs class. She said, even the 4 rooms are becoming too little for them. Said, okay. And we plan to do an extension, but the extension, you know, wanted to drink water and what we have done now before we move on to that one. So we were kind of forced to begin the expansion. So we started the expansion. Of course, we didn't have the money to do it, but I just believed God. I just trusted God. I want you to know that it's important for us to believe in God. God is truly a God that hears and answers prayers. When you step out in faith, God will meet you at the very point of your need. You know, so I told the people walking back there, I said, where the money ends is where the job ends. Once money finishes, money is finished, money is finished. You know, work is finished temporarily, you know. So I gave them that instruction and they started. You know, and on Friday, in the morning when I woke up and I was praying, you know, I said, Lord, you know this job, we don't have the money now. And I was very insistent on now. You know, we don't have the money now to finish this job. I said, but the money is available. The money is there. The money is there. We just don't have it physically. I said, Lord, but you are a provider. Lord, provide for us. Believe it or not, that evening, as we were closing, I went to the mailbox, got the mails, and money came from the strangest source. United States Treasury wrote us a check of $1,358.37. Exactly. I said, well, I don't understand all this story that they have written here. All I know is I have a check. I have a check. I did not ask for it. I did not request for it, but they have sent it. I said, Father, I thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name. Quickly, it was deposited in the account, and quickly, the job will be finished by this week. Hallelujah. And in the evening, I sat in my office. You know, one of the choir members came, and as she walked in, I was so excited. So I was sharing the testimony with her. I said, I needed $1,500 to pay the balance. I didn't have the $1,500, you know. So I said, glory be to Jesus. See what God has done. $1,358 and all of these things. She was the one that was putting me, so I said, but you still don't have all of the money to. I said, my problem is less. $1,358.37, you take that away from 1.5. Come on now. That's less than 200. If God can provide that, he can provide $200. Amen. So she said, you know what, Pastor? I remember. I've been forgetting, but now I remember. The balance of my pledge for the building fund is remaining $500. Here is my $500. I just smiled sheepishly. And she got it. She said, you see, so Pastor, you have more than enough now. I said, that's right. I have more than enough in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. But you see, God is good. God is good and is a provider. He will meet your need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. I want us to trust him and step out in faith. Believe God. Believe God. And the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. He will not leave you hanging. He will not leave you hanging in the name of Jesus. You know, and there's a story in scripture that really, really reminds me when there's a need for provision, when I remember that, it just encourages my heart. The Bible says when the people had been with Jesus for 3 days, you know, and they were fainting, they were very hungry, everybody was now tired. I mean, all the revelation, they just couldn't think of anything else. They were just focused on Jesus. But after 3 days of fasting and preaching, they were now very, very hungry. The disciples said, Master, let us send them home. What were they saying? Let's leave them hanging, let them go sort themselves out. But Jesus said, no. He had compassion on them. He said, I cannot leave them without. And he provided for them. The Lord will provide for you. Amen. He will meet your need according to his riches in glory. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The extension I started is almost finished. You know, and we still have materials left over from the main work that we did, like the tiles. I don't think we'll have enough tiles, but at this point, I'm not worried. You know, but I know the people I've hired, they will be paid. And nobody will be saying, hey, Pastor, I'm dragging my suit, you know. But the Lord will help us finish it in the name of Jesus. So today, by the grace of God, we're starting something new. Can anybody remind me of the scripture of the month? Isaiah 43:19. That's very good. Anybody else know what it says? Behold, I will do a new thing, and it shall spring forth. So shall you not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God is already making rivers in the desert by provision. And we thank him for that. But today we're starting a new thing. God is doing a new thing in Salvation Center. We're going to be talking about this in the service. But as workers, because you are workers, you get heads up. You get the inside gist before the rest of the people get the gist. You know, so what we're starting is we're starting a small group initiative today. What's going to happen is we're going to be on the third Sunday of the month. Third Sunday of the month will not just be Testimony Sundays anymore. It will be Ministry Sunday. We're still going to have testimonies, but in addition to testimonies, we're going to have small group meetings. And what we're going to do is we'll divide into four groups. We will have the Men of Valor, we will have the Women of Destiny, we will have the SWAT, and then we will have the Youth Ministry. Each of these groups will meet independently for about 30 to 40 minutes during the service at some point. Today, the way we're going to have it today, because today is just introductory, we're going to have praise and worship from 10:30 to 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock to 11:30, we're going to have testimonies. And then 11:30 to 11:40 is going to be tithe and offering. 11:40 to 11:50 is going to be welcome and announcement. And then 11:50 to about 12:20 and until closing, we're going to have the small groups initiative. So I will talk about it, and then we will break into groups. So the men will probably meet in the last portion of the church, and the women will meet in the front portion of the church. I think we have more women, you know. So we have the women in front and the men in the back. You know, that will leave enough room that we don't interfere with one another. But for today, the SWAT, we're going to divide them along gender lines. So the SWAT is singles with a testimony. Amen? Singles with a testimony. That's the young adults. So if you're a young adult, you're going to join. The guys will join the men, and the ladies will join the women for today, just for today only, because today is just introductory. And so what is the small group initiative? The small group initiative is simply building bridges. Somebody say building bridges. We want to build bridges between ourselves so that whatever... What's the high pitch? Am I the only one hearing it? The door. It dropped. Okay. So, we're building bridges. God wants us to live in community. Somebody say community. For us to come to church, you know, like somebody says, you pray, I say amen, that's all there is to church. Church is a whole lot more than that. It's a whole lot more than that. You know, God has created the church so that we can have a place we can say we belong. There are many people in our church today that really don't belong anywhere or belong in anything. They don't know anybody. Nobody really knows them. There was a couple, you know, they don't come anymore now because the guy has medical situation. That's another story, you know. But that was one of their complaints, that when they come to church, that they could stand over there. They sit in the back, in the corner over there. They could stand there for 10 minutes, and everybody is talking to themselves, and nobody ever talks to them. They said, Pastor, this makes me feel like they don't want us here. As a matter of fact, the guy that came to deliver food for the food distribution on Friday said that, are you a member of this church, when he saw Israel? Israel said, yes. He said, oh, I thought it was just for Africans. I didn't know I could come. You know, because the guy is Hispanic. He said, I didn't know other people could come. I thought it was for Africans. You know, and when after service or you know, we're in church, gathered in church, and all we do is we just hang out with ourselves, then we give that image. We project that image that is for some people and not for some people. So by the grace of God, with this initiative, I'm trusting God that we'll be able to interact and integrate better. Somebody say amen. Amen. And the other thing we want to accomplish with this, still talking about that, is we want a healthy church. A healthy church. We don't want a church of numbers, just numbers. So we say, oh, we are now 5,000 people, but there's no community. 5,000 individuals that are not connected to themselves. You know, so with this, it's still a long shot from where we're going, but this is where we're going to start from. A journey of 1,000 years begins with one step. You know, so this is our first step in that direction. So when we come together as a group, what are we going to do? The first thing we're going to do as a group when we come together, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. And then we're going to have 20 minutes after that that we're going to interact. We want to identify and deal with three different areas of life. Number one, we want to deal with spiritual needs. What are some of the challenges that people are facing that they are not able to deal with on their own? All right? So it will be an open forum for conversation. It's not another time to preach. Amen? So it will be an open forum to talk about spiritual challenges. For example, I was telling the ministers today, you know, how many people here are not tempted? Nothing tempts you. You are just good. Okay. How many people here are tempted from time to time? You know, there's temptation. All right. So it's a common problem. So we can come in our group and address the issue of temptation. As everybody is tempted, some people are falling while others are standing. You know, so the people that are standing will be able to share, you know, how is God helping you that you are not able to fall into this thing that I keep falling into? Even though some people may not be able to admit to the fact that they have fallen into temptation, at least when they hear it talked about, then they can take nuggets from there, you know, on how to live a better life to honor God. So number one area is spiritual needs, spiritual challenges. You know, why don't you pray? Some people don't pray. Some people can't pray. They love to pray, but they don't pray. Amen. They want to pray, but they cannot pray. Why? Fasting, praying, studying the Bible, and all of these things. I was told the meeting the men of Valor had yesterday, one of the things they talked about is the fact that how is it that some people are connected, involved, and others are not? It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. You know, so in an open forum where we discuss that, people can talk about their own personal challenges and it can be addressed. The second thing is family struggles. Family struggles. There's a movie promo my wife was showing me yesterday. She said she's going out with the women. I said, don't just go with the women. Let's go as a family. Amen? Because it's dealing with marital issues. And friends, I have had it up to here with marital issues both within and without. I'm telling you the honest truth. The family is under a siege. Under a siege. Under a siege. You know, so we talk about family struggles, you know, and then we can ask questions such as, this kind of question now is a feedback for us as a church. What can a church like ours do for individuals within a particular group? So let's say we're in the SWOT group, for example. So what can a church like this do for individuals in that category to make their lives better, to make their walk with God better? You know, and then we get feedback and we deal with those things. In each group, we're going to have three leaders. That's outside the other structured leadership that we have. Already, every group that I've mentioned has a minister in charge. The men of Valor, for example, Dr. Bode is the minister in charge. The president or head of department, I don't know what name we're using now, for the men of Valor is Brother Akinwale. So we're going to have three other leaders because there will be three very important things that each group will commit to doing. And that will be the up, in, and out. Everybody say it with me. Up, in, and out. Let's say it together again. Up, in, and out. One more time. Up, in, and out. You know, praise the Lord. So what's the up? What would be the responsibility of the up leader in a group, for example? The up leader will be focused on the group's vertical relationship with God. The up leader is responsible for Bible studies to ensure that the group is not just having entertainment. The up leader is responsible for the spiritual well-being of the group, our connection with God. The in leader, so we're going to also have an in leader. The in leader will be responsible for the health and well-being of the people in the group. For example, today, we're going to have a list. Everybody's going to fill within the group. They're going to write their names, their home address, email address, telephone number, wedding anniversary, date of birth. So if somebody in the group is their wedding anniversary, it will be the responsibility of the in leader to let the group know, oh, today is the 20th wedding anniversary of the Sunnies. I just prophesied now. It means we will do 20 and we'll do more. You know? Or they say, oh, today is the 50th birthday of Mr. Victor Akinola. So the group, Mina is like, what? That's a long way out. Thank you. Happy birthday to you. You know, so the in leader will be responsible to ensure that we celebrate ourselves. And if somebody has just had a life issue happen to them, maybe a loss in their family, a parent had passed on, something, somebody is hospitalized, all of those things, the in leader will be responsible to make sure the group is up to speed in reaching out to those individuals. And finally, we're going to have the out leader. The out leader will be responsible for things the group can do. You know, one of the things that I found out with my life as an example is the things that I do outside of myself for others, the rewarding gratification, I don't know how to say it. There's something about doing something for somebody else and watching their life blossom. It just gives you this kind of satisfaction that it doesn't matter how much money you invest in yourself, you will not get that kind of satisfaction. You know, so every group will look at things that the group can do outside of the group to be a blessing to somebody or people outside of the group. Praise the Lord. The SWAT did this year, and I was just so excited. You know, they decided to go to Habitat for Humanity to help them build a home. I'm sure somebody is living in that home now. Their life is better than where they were. Amen. Than where they were before. You know, so many things that we can do. As I was talking about this, Brother Israel told me, he said, wow, Pastor, that is interesting. He said, because on Sundays, after service sometimes, he has a toolbox. He just goes into low-income neighborhoods, and he knocks on the door. You know, say, is there anything that needs fixing? He gives them a card from the church and from this church. You know, is there a doorknob that is loose I can hook up for you? Is there something you need help with? And a lot of times, old people that have door handles that are falling apart, he walks in, he helps them do that. You know, it's high time we begin to really look outside of ourselves and be a blessing to others. Amen? Does anybody have any question on this? Yes. Okay. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Absolutely. Good suggestion. So when we break up into groups, you know, that's why we will need that feedback. So if it would be very nice, you know, if in the group you are able to make such recommendation, or maybe you volunteer to be the in or the up leader for the group, you know. And one of the things we want to accomplish with this also is we want to spread the ministry. We want to spread the ministry. That's why, and no minister is going to be up, in, or out leader. We want to spread the ministry so that each and every one of us, we can have a role to play in what is ongoing. Listen to this. The ultimate goal of this is that at some point, we'll be able to break even further each group. Each group will break into a maximum of 10 people in that group. And each group will still have up, in, and out. You know, because when we break up today, the women, the number I get for women on Sundays is usually like 70, sometimes 80. You know, it's still tough to address the need of 80 people in a big sweep like that. You know, it's still a challenge. But when we're able to break it up into 10 groups of 10 like that, and we have leaders within each of the groups, hardly would you miss somebody's birthday in a group of 10. Hardly would you miss a wedding anniversary. Hardly would you miss something significant in the lives of the people in that group with you that is just 10 of you. Amen? Amen. Any others? Amen. Let's rise to our feet. Sister Tola mentioned something very important. And I know that there will be spin-offs from all of this ruling and all of these things. You know, so I want us, and I know she's not the only person. The one that I had in the news was a court clerk that refused to sign off or do something. The court clerk has to do something when it comes to marriage, you know, and refuse. And all of those people are being persecuted right now. So I want us to lift up our voices and ask that God will rise up in the defense of these people. These people are standing for their faith. They are standing for what they believe in. They are standing for their belief that God will keep them, that God will protect them, that God will defend them in the mighty name of Jesus. Friends, believe me, we will have to bear some of these things. You know that God will give them the grace to be able to bear the pain in the name of Jesus. Because to be righteous, it can be a painful thing, especially in the days that we live in. I want us to pray that God will help these people. God will defend them in the mighty name of Jesus. It will give them grace. It will give them might that it shall be well with them in the mighty name of Jesus. That in time to speak, God will give them wisdom in the name of Jesus. That the Lord will arise for their defense. Jehovah will arise for their defense in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. Mighty God, we pray that, Lord, you will help your children in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, help them, oh God, as they stand up for what they believe in. My God and my Father, Lord, I pray that, Lord, you will be their helper. Lord, you will be their helper in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said to Moses, you said you will help both him and Aaron. And Lord, indeed, you helped them. Daddy, these ones are standing up even for what they believe in.
Because Moses and Aaron went to declare to the king of Egypt that this is what the Lord has said. Lord, by this people's position, they are declaring what you have said. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you will help them. Jehovah, the Bible says there is none like you to help the powerless against the mighty. Daddy, help these ones, O God. Jehovah, help these ones, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, King of glory, help these ones, O God. Help these ones, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, send help, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, blessed Redeemer. I give you praise and I give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In the same vein, I want us to pray for marriages. I want us to pray for families, especially marriages. Marriages in particular. Marriages are under attack. And I'm telling you the honest truth. On Monday, I spent 8 hours. Monday is my off day. I couldn't take any off on Monday, because there were urgent needs that needed to be addressed. People having real situations. This is not petty things of, I don't have, no. Serious issues. Serious issues. I want us to pray that God will arise. God will arise. God will arise. It will touch the hearts of husbands. It will touch the hearts of wives. In the name of Jesus. That our hearts will be surrendered and submitted to the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. That husbands and wives will live in subjection to the word of Jehovah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Why don't you go ahead and pray this morning? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up marriages before you today. Mighty God, I pray, O Lord, that you will arise for our help. That you will arise for our help. Every marriage that is in trouble, every marriage that is under a siege, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, that you will arise for your children. Mighty God, that you will arise for your children. In the name of Jesus, le pakusa talia, le prodo bashantalia, oh Lord, broken relationships, my Father and my God. Broken hearts, my Father and my God, I pray you will mend. Jehovah, I pray you will mend. In the name of Jesus, Daddy, mend broken hearts, O God. Daddy, we ask, O God, because Lord, you instituted marriage. You said, for this reason, a man will leave father and will leave mother and be joined to his own wife. Mighty God, you said the two of them shall become one flesh. My God and my Father. Daddy, unite them as one. Jehovah, unite them as one. Unite us, husbands and wives, with our own wives. Daddy, unite us as one. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, what you have joined together, no man will be able to put asunder. Not the wife, not the husband, not any third party will be able to put asunder that which, O Lord, you have joined together. In the name of Jesus, arise for our help, O God. Arise for our help, O God. In the name of Jesus, lepa kosa kata, yendalia braguza tandalia, ekalo bradia ragada, ekato bradia, ekala branda ravashandalia, ekato bradia ragada, ekale prodo shakata, ekale mandoro robo shandala baba, ekala prodo. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please open to Isaiah chapter 25. Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 7. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. Help us, Jehovah. Help us, King of Kings. In the name of Jesus. Are you there? Isaiah chapter 25, verse 7. Isaiah 25, verse 7. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. The Bible is saying that the covering cast, God will destroy in the name of Jesus. Friends, I tell you the truth and I lie not. It is impossible if we are living according to the word of God, our life will be trouble-free and stress-free. I'm telling you the truth. Especially in relationship. If the way I relate with my sister is as God has told me to relate with her, we will be happy together. And she's doing the same. Both of us are doing the same. For there to be a problem, the devil will have to cover somebody's face to the reality of the truth of the word of God. The Bible says if this gospel be hidden, it is only hidden from those that the God of this world has covered their eyes, has veiled them. But the Bible says upon this mountain, every covering cast shall be destroyed. Amen. Every covering cast shall be destroyed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You know, the covering cast sometimes is a man that has begun to look at another woman. The wife will never do anything good before him. Oh, well, if she cooks, the soup is not good. It's too salty. There's no salt. Well, what kind of thing is this? If anything she does, it cannot be good enough. The same thing, a woman that her heart is being stolen by somebody else, anything the man does, it will never be good. You say, don't you see how your friends, your mates are treating their wife? Look at how you are treating your wife. Why? There's a covering cast somewhere. Every covering cast shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, every veil shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, why don't you pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, upon this mountain, destroy every covering cast over the people, over their minds, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, every veil, every covering cast be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every veil be torn apart in the name of Jesus. Every covering cast be destroyed. Every imagination that is separating husband and wife, oh Lord God of heaven, Father, I pray be destroyed. Father, I pray be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Lepakusa tandalia ragada ekatondaia mekatandaria bekuzagata bakunjagada e pradika ragada e pokusa ta e bakondalia ragada jebro jagata e bo shante e kosatalia. My God and my Father, arise for our help in the name of Jesus. Heal homes, heal marriages, heal our land in the name of Jesus. Lebo jandelia baguzada e bazureria gada e bajegata e produjegada bungra dagada in the name of Jesus. Heal our homes, O God. Heal our land, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lepo santalia ragada, singa ragada ushandaria, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me. Evil nature tells us that a man to be with another man does not make sense. This is nature now. Nature cannot accept that proposition. We were studying yesterday at home, and the Bible says, Pharaoh said to his people, he said, all the boys that are born to the Jews, throw them in the Nile River. And somebody asked the question, but why? I said, very simple. He wants them to be extinct. When all the males are killed, when the females grow up, and they don't marry the Egyptians, and they can't have children, what will happen? They will go extinct. They will go extinct. For anybody to accept the proposition for a man to be with a man, or a woman to be with a woman, as, I don't know what to call it, as couple, it can't be marriage. Because marriage is man and woman. For anybody to accept that proposition, there's a covering cast upon them. As something has clouded and darkened their hearts and their imagination. I want us to pray for the land. I want us to pray for this land. Friends, there is nothing that has been done that cannot be undone. Yes. Oh, yes. It is. Everything that is done can still be undone by the power of God, except it is in the God's plan, because the end is coming near. I want us to pray and say, every covering cast over the people that the Lord will destroy. Listen to this. I saw a clip on Facebook. My wife showed it to me. Louis Farrakhan. How many of us know who Louis Farrakhan is? A Muslim leader. Muslim leader. He was talking about this thing. He's saying, where are the bishops? Where are the pastors? Where are the this? Where are the that? And he spoke plainly against it. But the church cannot. The church is afraid. They don't want to lose members. They just want members. They want to gather people. They want to gather people. Whether they are going to heaven or going to hell, it doesn't matter. Let us just gather. I want us to pray. Because even that covering cast is upon the church. The Episcopal Church has a bishop that is homosexual. If a bishop is homosexual, what are we talking about? There is a covering cast upon the people. I want us to pray and say, Father. Oh, please say it like you mean it. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every covering cast over the people, over the land, be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, we destroy every covering cast over the land, over the people, over the church. In the name of Jesus, every veil, in the name of Jesus, be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, le pakondalia radaba, ye kasotalia. Every veil, every covering cast upon the people, upon the land, upon the nations, be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, we come against you by the blood of Jesus. I come against you in the name of Jesus. Le posatalia, enneria bashentalia, le brojanda, jembradi garabo janda, e kata le bro jagada, e kata kata, e brojida gada, e brojiga ragada, e kalabashantalia, let blind eyes be opened in the name of Jesus. As many as have been blindfolded, oh Lord God of heaven, let their eyes be opened. May they begin to see clearly in the name of Jesus. We are Lord. Logic has been lost. My God and my Father, restore, Daddy, restore the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Word of God, even in the church of God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say no to evil. Lord, we say no to sin, in the name of Jesus. Lebro shakata, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Finally, we're going to pray a prayer that we prayed earlier on. Friends, some of the things that go on in the church cannot even be mentioned amongst unbelievers. Amen? This morning, I want us to pray against the spirit of Jezebel. Amen. I want us to pray against the spirit of immorality. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You know, one thing I asked my wife some time ago was, I said, honey, what is the purpose of a woman putting her whole breast out for everybody to see? I don't understand. Maybe somebody can answer the question for me. What is the use of that? So everybody is seeing your business. So that makes you prettier? That makes you, I don't know, more desirable. I don't know. It is a wicked spirit. The spirit that will cause some people to fall. I want us to come against every spirit of Jezebel, every spirit of immorality, the spirit that will cause a person to fall and cause another to fall. We come against that spirit. We rebuke that spirit. We say, you have no place in this house. We give you no place in the name of Jesus. We give you no place. We give you no place in the name of Jesus. My God and my Father, let righteousness reign in your church. Let holiness reign in your church. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God and my Father, Lord, we refuse fornication. We reject adultery. In the name of Jesus, we say it is unacceptable. In the name of Jesus, my God and my Father, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of Jezebel, we pull down your altar. We give you no place. We give you no place. This is the house of God. This is the house of worship. In the name of Jesus, Makita Labakosa Talia. Lord, your word says we should have nothing to do with the works of darkness. He said, but rather expose them. Expose them. Oh Lord, as many as refuse to repent, Jehovah, expose them in the name of Jesus. Makanderia bashanda, ye brondalia bashande, ye katakata, ye kotalia, le kotalia, handereboshakata, ye brakuzakata, ye bagadagada, ye kostatalia bashandalia. Thank you, Jehovah. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. Be thou exalted forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Father, we thank you. Lord, we say yes to your will this morning. Lord, we say yes to your prompting this morning. Lord, we say yes to your leading. Lord, let your will be done. Lord, we have cried unto you. We have no one else. We have cried unto you. Daddy, please hear us from above. You said in this house of sacrifice, you said your eyes will be open to us. And your ears will be attentive to us. Daddy, please hear us from on high today. And please grant our petitions in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. We have an instruction from the headquarters in Nigeria that all redeemed parishes all over the world, we must have 30 minutes of prayer between the hours of 5:30 a.m. and 7 a.m. It means you pick your 30 minutes anywhere in between, 5:30 to 7 a.m. And for us in Salvation Center, we have chosen 5:30 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday. Some people joined on Friday, but I guess most people don't know. If you don't receive a text from the church, at the end of the day today, once we have all that information, if you turn in your information, we're going to pass that on to Sister Wumi, who is our information disseminator, so she can add your name to the list. And some people unsubscribe themselves from the service. Some say they type stop, and you no longer get it. If they want to come back. Okay. So if you did that in the past, let her know, and she will hook you up. God bless you. We couldn't have Sunday school today, and I think that this is just what the Lord would have us do. Next Sunday, by God's grace, we will continue. God bless you.